KO4QLG, KO4NUE. For QLG, KO4NUE. For NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
These handles
in Gerald TR.
KO4NUE.
I don't know. I can't remember the words Marie used for you earlier, so I don't know if I should or not. She said something about an amazing man, and I thought she was talking about me. What'd you say, Bernice? Oh, she sneezed. Well, I'll save that embarrassment then.
you're funny. I'll swing by over there one day this week. I'll schedule some time with you. Monday, I'm tied up. Tuesday, I'm tied up. But maybe starting on Wednesday. How's that?
I was talking to Patrick today. He was going to Hendersonville to help out with the ham radio stuff up there. I don't know if it was a bike run or something. I forgot since then, Chad. Always enjoy him. He sure done a nice job the other night, didn't he?
You did a real good job. It's nice to hear different voice on there too, but he did outstanding. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. Do you know anything about passification, which is, you know, when you weld stainless, it turns, you know, rainbow color. I think we may have to try to find a pacification cleaner, but I don't know anything about them. I found one, but they're not too bad. But depending on how this goes with Perry and his Hardness International on Monday, then we have to get one.
I was figuring you was talking about Biden's policy with China. No, I don't, Chad. Never seen that done. And I would think that's got to do with temperature when you're welding or something. I don't know. Was you using TIG, I guess?
Yeah, your TIG or weld stainless, it gets its temper marks, what it is. But blue peacock colors and anything that's handles food grade material or anything that's round food, it can't have that coloring in it. So we're probably gonna have to get a pacification cleaner that it's basically an electric brush that sends current through it while you wash it. Water squirts through it and it runs current through it with an acid, and it removes all of the peacock color from the material. But it's about 1,200 watts and runs through it. But I don't know anything about it. I've never heard of one till the other day.
Whew, that sounds interesting. No, the only thing I ever remember was high voltage like that. It was a holiday tester. It reminded me of a snare drum broomstick, they called them, I think. I think inspection used that, but wow, in order to modify anything on that, the temperature, the melting point of stainless is so extremely high. It's not as high as Inconel or something like that, but sounds very interesting, but you'd have to fill me in on that when you find out. I'm always interested in learning something.
I'll let you know, but let me get on. I just destinated, and I see a Christmas tree on the car, so here we go. I know what I'm doing tonight. All right. 73, Tom. Miss Bernice. We'll talk to y'all later. Scale 4 in UE, clear.
There's Bernice. Okay. Talk to you later, Chad. And, well, you could be doing worse. Just keep a lot of water on that thing. Say hi to the kids and Diana, and we'll catch you down the line, KO4NUE and 0TR clear. Earlier today, once or twice, and I didn't get him either, Chad, and 0TR.
Run him down, see what I can come up with. All right, talk to you later, bud. I'm clear. KO4NUE. WHM radio check. 4 WHM radio check. Over. WHM radio test.